Welcome to Discovering Bible Treasures, a 15-minute study of God's Word with your teacher, the late Dr. Joe Temple, former pastor, radio teacher, and international conference speaker, and brought to you by Discovery Bible Church of Abilene, Texas, along with other interested friends. Many people in our culture today are in pursuit of treasures in the form of financial gain, relationships, good health, and worldly pleasures. However, all of these are temporal and can only satisfy for a short time. But there is one source of joy and contentment that fulfills the longings of the heart for both time and eternity, and that is to enjoy a personal relationship with our Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, and understand life from His perspective. And that's what this short program is all about. So open your heart along with your Bible as we dig and discover some rich treasures in God's eternal Word from Dr. Temple.
Father, we are grateful today for our Lord Jesus Christ and for the privilege of being able to pray together another day. Thank Thee for the opportunity which is ours to look into the Word of God now. We do ask that Thou wilt open the Word of God to us. Help us to understand this portion of the Word. Grant our Father that we may find something that will speak to our own hearts. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Will you open your Bibles, please, to the book of the Revelation, that portion of the Word of God we've been studying together for some time now, and notice with us chapter 2. We have been studying, according to the outline given to John in Revelation 1:19, the second division of the book of the Revelation. For you will remember that John was speaking about the things which he had seen, chapter 1, the things which are, chapters 2 and 3. He will be speaking about the things which shall be after these things in Revelation chapter 4 through the end of the book. The second division, the things which are, contains seven messages to seven churches actually existing in John's day, but which we said to you were representative of the entire church age. So in a sense, his message is to us. We have been studying the messages to the churches by noticing, of course, the message to the first church at the city of Ephesus. But you will remember we told you that all of the messages would be following somewhat the same outline. And we would like to emphasize that outline to you again so that you might be able to recognize it as we go along. We said that each message would contain a characteristic from the vision which John saw in the first chapter, a criticism, a compliment, a correction, and a challenge. In our study of the church at Ephesus, we have already noticed the criticism, we have noticed the characteristic, we have noticed the compliment which the Lord Jesus Christ has been paying the church at Ephesus. Today, we want to notice with you the criticism which the Lord Jesus Christ has of the church. That criticism is found in verse 4, Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, where the Spirit of God writes, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." This is the only thing he has to say about this church. It's the only criticism. When you get over to the last church, the church of Laodicea, you can't find a compliment. It's all criticism. But right now, in the early days of the church, just this one criticism. And what is it? Well, literally rendered, it isn't thou hast left thy first love. It really wasn't that bad. Literally, it is, thou art leaving thy first love. That's the literal interpretation. Thou art leaving thy first love, thou art growing cold, thou art not as fervent as you were to begin with. That first love for the Lord Jesus Christ, how we all wish that it could continue. He said, you are growing cold and indifferent. You are not like you used to be in relation to it. What does it mean, leaving your first love? You know, the Bible always illustrates the love that Christ had for his church by the love that a husband ought to have for a wife and a wife ought to have for her husband. And there's a perfect illustration in everyday married life of what it means to be losing your first love. If you stop and think about it with me today, you will realize that this has happened in many married lives, and perhaps in your own married lives. There are some couples that when they are first married, as soon as the husband comes home at night, the wife is anxious to greet him, anxious to see him. She meets him at the door. She tells him how much she's missed him, and she showers her love upon him. That's first love. Then the months or the years go by, as may be, and things have changed for any number of reasons. The husband comes home. Wife doesn't greet him at the door like she used to. She may be in busy in some part of the house, and she hears a noise, and she said, "What? Who is that? Who's making that noise?" Or perhaps if she is conscious of the fact that it is time for husband to come home, she'll call from wherever she is in the house, "Is that you? Why are you late?" Or, "Is that you? Wipe your feet." There's no real indication of that first love. Things are growing cold, and things have become indifferent. Listen to me today. There are a lot of people married to the Lord Jesus Christ who have left their first love. There are a lot of people married to the Lord Jesus Christ going through all the motions of living together and having no love in their heart for him, and no desire for his presence, and are even bothered when the thought of the Lord Jesus Christ comes to mind. This was the thing that the Ephesian church was slipping into when the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I have somewhat against thee, thou art leaving thy first love." Is that the way it is with you today? Are you just beginning to leave that first love? Or have you left it? Are you cold and indifferent to the Lord Jesus Christ? Dear one, we ought to be able to recognize the signs of growing indifference, and we need to nip them in the bud, so to speak. We need to stop them before they take root and before our love for the Lord Jesus Christ has become completely cold and we are thoroughly indifferent to him. Now, I would suggest, if you are on the verge of leaving your first love, if you perhaps have already left it and you're in a cold and indifferent state, that you heed the word of correction which the Lord Jesus Christ is going to present in verse 5. Remember, we said at the beginning of our discussion there was a characteristic from the vision of chapter 1. There was a compliment or compliments. There was a criticism. And there was a correction in each one of these messages to the seven churches. Now we are ready to look at the correction which was offered to the church at Ephesus. In verse 5 we read, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first work, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Now notice what he's saying. Remember, therefore, whence thou art fallen. Through the years, I have done a lot of counseling on marital problems, and this is one of the things I say to couples quite often. Remember the days of your courtship? Do you remember the days of your first love? How long has it been since you've done the first work? I don't know if you have any problems, but since I am a man, I will talk to you men. Remember how when the fires of first love were burning, every time you saw the one who is your wife now, you told her how you loved her, You told her how beautiful she was, how sweet she was. Let me ask you, how long has it been since you've done anything like that? You say this morning, why should I? I'm married, am I not? Now, that is the reason why your marriage is heading for the rocks and ruin too. Remember how when that first love was burning and was bright, you wouldn't think of jumping in the car and saying, hurry up and get in, I'm in a hurry. You know what you did. You ran around and opened the door. You made sure her dress was straight so it wouldn't catch in the crack of the door and get grease all over it. What do you do now? You slide under the wheel yourself and say, good night, woman, if you don't hurry up, we're never going to get there on time. Do you remember? Well, do remember. Remember and do the first works. Remember the place from whence you are fallen. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ said to the church at Ephesus. Remember where you came from. Remember how far away you have gotten. And after having saying to them, remember how far away you have gotten, he said, if you don't remember and repent and return, I will remove thy candlestick, thy lampstand, out of its place. We've already learned in our study of the book of the Revelation that a candlestick or a lampstand is the symbol of testimony. What the Lord Jesus Christ is saying to the church at Ephesus and what he is saying to all Bible-believing Christians today is, if you do not renew your first love, if you do not warm up toward the Lord Jesus Christ, then I am going to take away your opportunity and your testimony. How many of God's children today, though they are married to the Lord Jesus Christ, have no testimony? Nobody even knows they are in love with Jesus Christ. Nobody is interested in anything they have to offer. Why? Because when they began to drift away from their first love, they kept on drifting. They didn't heed the correction which the Lord Jesus Christ offered, and he took their testimony away. There are multitudes of churches which have no testimony. Could you be among the Christians today who have no real testimony for Jesus Christ because you have grown cold and you have grown indifferent? Well, heed the challenge which the Lord Jesus Christ offers in verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. If you will overcome, you'll have the opportunity of victory.
That concludes our lesson for today. We pray this short program is a rich blessing to your life. If so, you might want to partner with us to keep it on your station. You may send your gift to Discovering Bible Treasures, P.O. Box 123, Abilene, Texas 79604. That's Discovering Bible Treasures, P.O. Box 123, Abilene, Texas 79604. Also, consider telling your friends how they can listen and discover some of life's greatest treasures by digging in the vast storehouse of wisdom and truth, God's eternal word.